Philemon, verse 6, it's only one chapter. Philemon, verse 6, it says to us that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So everybody say this with me. This is a confession that we want to make right up front. Everybody say this with me. I have a new identity in Christ. I have been identified with Christ. I do not identify with the past anymore. I do not identify with the world anymore. I identify with Christ. I do not identify with failure anymore. I am identified with Christ. I do not identify with poverty. I identify with Christ. I do not identify with guilt and shame. I identify with Christ. I have been made righteous in him. Christ lives in me. It is no longer I who lives. Little I moved out. And big Christ moved in. Christ the anointed one. Christ the master. Christ the champion lives in me. The greater one lives in me by the word and the Holy Spirit. The life of God is in me. Victory is mine. I am identified with Christ, the triumphant Christ, the risen Christ. I reign with him. I am seated with him. I am blessed with him. I am complete in him, in union with Christ. I thank you for that, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You performed surgery for me on your son 2,000 years ago in the realm of the spirit. And oh, the impact, what Jesus has done for me. I have revelation knowledge, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I can see who I am in him. He lives in me. Christ took me to the cross with him. I died there with him. Now my old self, but Christ himself who lives in me. I consider myself having died. And now I enjoy a new existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. It is no longer I who live. It is Christ that lives in me. Come on, lift your hands up and thank God for Jesus living on the inside of you. Now, we just demonstrated and practiced acknowledging every good thing. Not all the good things, but we acknowledge some good things that's in us, in Christ. Amen? Now, so Philemon 6 tells us that the sharing of your faith, King James says communication of your faith, may become what? Effective. How does it become effective? By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you, where? In Christ Jesus. Sometimes it's real easy to acknowledge every bad thing that's happening to us. And if we're having a bad moment, we have a bad memory, or we have bad mess going on in our lives. It's easy to acknowledge the bad. But I want to encourage you this day, as we transition this year, to acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Now, the Fenton translation says it this way. It's written out in your handout. So that the advance of in your advance in faith. Now, notice this phrase, advance in faith, may become energetic by recognition of every benefit there is for us in Christ. So there are many benefits that are ours in Christ. So the question is, would you like to advance in faith in 2019? Do you want to be the, you do not want to be the same next year at the same time or next month at the same time, do you? You and I need to take some steps forward. So we just illustrated a step forward. You and I must realize that receiving from God and what belongs to us in Christ, advancing in our faith, comes by the energetic recognition of every benefit that's ours in Christ Jesus. Most of us, if we have some sort of medical insurance or health insurance, vision, whatever, they send you what? A benefits package or explanation summary. Now, we've said before, we have 130, now some people say even 160, benefit points, benefit packages in the New Testament that tell us who we are, where we are, and what we have in Christ. Amen. And how do we advance in this? How do we receive this? How do we get it? How do we apply it to our respective lives? By what? Energetically recognizing every benefit that's ours in Christ. Laubach says it this way, I pray that everyone who meets you may catch your faith and learn from you how wonderful it is to live in Christ. Now, what's going to be the difference in your witness and your walk next year? Well, you've got to have people who see you advancing in your faith, see you appropriate the benefits of living in Christ, not just going to church, but being a part of the body of Christ, the church. Amen. Does everybody see this? So here in Laubach's translation, we can take away that it says that your faith becomes contagious when you ask, when you walk in the light of your redemption in Christ. We said next year is a year of doing, a year of executing. Because we just gave you an illustration. How do we advance? How do we progress? How do we move forward in our faith? By acknowledging every good thing that's in us in Christ. Don't let those benefit packages just sit on your shelf and collect dust. There's 160 potential benefits that you can draw on for your every need to advance your faith. I'm talking about application today. I'm not just talking about good information. I'm talking about application. How do we get to where we need to be in Christ? We've got to acknowledge it. Now I'll read it again. Read it again. See, it's miserable to try to live any other way but in him. You can think back on this year and all the challenges and trials and conflicts that you've experienced, perhaps. Were you in Christ or outside of Christ? Because we said if you're not in Christ, you're perhaps in crisis. Philemon 6 again says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, notice that Paul by the Holy Spirit says there's everything good in you. Then he defined it or qualified in another chapter and in another book and another verse by saying in Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh. He qualified it. See, we spend a lot of time acknowledging what's in our flesh. We spend a lot of time pampering it, making it up. That's fine. You do that. You're supposed to take care of your body. Working it out, exercising it. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But Paul said, I know that in me, that in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So you acknowledging how much the right food you're putting in your body doesn't make much difference to your faith. Are you listening to me? You know, the right amount of walking and steps and exercises and gym memberships you do, that's good. But that doesn't do good to your faith. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about your faith advancing this year. Amen. Are you listening to me? See, when we walk after the flesh, we follow after the flesh, no good thing will come of it. But if we're in Christ, you're living and walking in the Spirit. You're talking about accessing who you are, the real you in Christ, the real you, your spirit man, not your outward man, not your natural man. The Bible even tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto them. They have to be spiritually understood or spiritually discerned. In other words, you can't understand how marvelous and how beautiful and how blessed you are in Christ until you see who you really are, until you know who you really are. Most of us spend a lot of time in the mirror or in with our face in the book, you know what I'm talking about, and you're talking about who you're not, your outer man. Because when you don't know who you are, you act like someone else. Amen. So Paul said that many good things are in you because you are in Christ. We talked about it several weeks ago. You being in Christ is better than being in church. Because some people are in church, but they're not in Christ. See, when you acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ, your faith will become effective. You know, remember Paul saying in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with who? With Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not me, but Christ, what? Lives in me. In other words, he's saying, I'm dead. It's no use in me trying to continue to try to live as who I was before Christ. Now that I'm in Christ, I let Christ live in me. Amen. That's the life I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. So when you acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus, your faith will become effective. Now listen to this point. God has a plan, purpose, power, and provision for you where? In Christ. Now listen to this illustration just a little bit. It so captivated me when Bishop Butler shared it one time years ago. He said, most people are looking for their needs way out here. So we reach out here and say, pray for me. Because you don't think you have what you need. Where, yeah, they'll call ministries, 1-800, whatever. And they could be across the country, across the state, across the globe even. And they're looking for what? Answers. They're looking for help. They're looking for what they need. Or perhaps even just in a more temporal situation, you're looking for the needs of money. Where's my money? Where's the finances? Where is the healing? And you're looking out here, all around. But he said, everything you need is in him. And he's in you. And you're in him. Hallelujah. Somebody said glory to God. So God has a plan. What's the plan, Pastor? It's in him. It's in you. What's the purpose? What's my purpose for next year? Where is it? Everybody say it's in me because I'm in him. Amen. Where's the power you need to change your circumstances and change your situation? Where is it? It's in him. Where's the provision you need for all of next year? Every week, every month, every day. Where is it? In him. So we have to stop looking outside of him. Because you look a whole lot better in Christ than you do outside of Christ. Ephesians 2:10 tells us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which he has prepared, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. New Living Translation said, "For you can put that one up, please. Put that one up. Ephesians 2:10. Hallelujah. Lou Divin says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things. He has planned for us long ago. We're not tripping and stumbling into 2019. He has a plan. He has good things planned for you. Where are they? They're created in Christ Jesus. Every step, every month, every week, every day, God's got a good plan. He has a purpose. He has power. He has provision for you and I. Listen to the passage translation. For we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we should do to fulfill it. Friends, God has a plan and a purpose for your identification in Christ. He also has given us power and provision in our identification with Christ. So it's vitally important as born-again believers that we know who we are in Christ and know who we are in the body of Christ. Why? Because if you don't know who you are, you act like someone else. Remember, we said it before, you are a brand new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any one be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Every day is a new day in Christ. Now stop and think about that. Every day is a new day in Christ. Some of us take the old 2018-17 misery mess into 2019, but every day is a brand new day in Christ. You get to start the year with a fresh, clean page. So we can never say, or we should not never say, that God can't identify with our problems. And some of us sit and stew at home and may perhaps think about that, that God, why'd you put me in this mess? Why am I in this mess? Why am I in this misery? See, he identified exactly because Jesus took every condition we could ever imagine. Everything he wanted to do for you and me, he did it in Christ, and then he put you and me in him. Old things are passed away. All things become new. See, whatever sin, sickness, Satan dominated in your life or family, every trace of their supremacy has perished. What did he say? Old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. Now, y'all ain't getting that because y'all be hanging off the ceiling if you really got it. Old things have passed away. Come on now. All the problems, all the misery, all the mess has passed away. All that's passed away. All things have become new. Every day is a brand new day in Christ. Come on now. I'm talking about spiritual reality. I ain't talking about temporal. You still looking laid down low. Look up high because you're in him. Keep your mind set on the higher things. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. All the problems that you had yesterday have passed away. Come on now. You got to see the spiritual reality of who you are in Christ. No, I'm not that person anymore. That's old things. Old things. God says he's going to do a new thing. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming your way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are righteous now. Not going to be. Not trying to be, not someday struggling to be. You are righteous now. You got to say it. I am righteous in Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him to be knew no sin, be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's important for us to boldly acknowledge and announce our righteousness in Christ. Because your faith doesn't become effective until you acknowledge that good thing. We are blessed in Christ. Everybody say, I'm blessed in Christ. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Can you put the scriptures up as I read them, please? Thank you. Hallelujah. We are empowered to prosper, increase, and succeed because we are blessed in Christ. So we can and should prosper, increase, and succeed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, and financially because we've been blessed in Christ. Why are you fixing limits on your life? Take the limits off of God. Amen. What I was seeing this week partly was that we limited him when we could receive the double. This is a season of acceleration. So God needs us to increase so we can have more, so we can do more. Amen. And some of us accepted way below the level of what our potential is in Christ. And so sometimes we grow to the level of our pain and problem and never to the size and level of our potential. And so we just say, well, this is what always going to be. I'm always going to go through a season of allergies and flu and sneezing and coughing and having headaches and migraines and all these sinus problems. That's not who you are. Amen. I'm always going to go through a season where the doctor's telling me you got this protracted problem and pain and situations that continue to bother you. That's not who you are. You haven't seen who you are in Christ yet. You're blessed with the gift and blessing of healing and divine health. You're not sick in Christ. You're blessed in Christ. You're not hindered and harmed in Christ. You're healed in Christ. Woo, glory. You look a whole lot better in Christ than you do outside of him. You're not broke, busted, and disgusted and just barely getting along and always running up, running behind and coming up short. That's not who you are. You're wealthy beyond your wildest imagination and dreams. Where? In Christ. In him dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He's rich. You're rich in Christ. You got to see yourself rich in Christ. All and every spiritual blessing is available and accessible to you. Where? In Christ. It's not like you got to try to convince God to do it. He's already done it. Amen. He did everything. Amen. And he put you in him. Now you got to do is sit down and see yourself in him. Amen. Not as a beggar, not as a bum, not as a borrower, not as an outcast. Not as a worm and a little barely get along by guy or person, but see yourself raised up and seated next to him. Amen. We're not using our faith enough. Our faith is not advancing enough. Why? Because we're not acknowledging every good thing that's in us. We're trying to be. We're struggling someday to try to be instead of be in Christ. And part of that, is a big part of that, is our faith talking, our faith working on acknowledging every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus. You're always looking for somebody else to pray, somebody else to prophesy over you. Come on, you be the prophet of your own future. You be the prophet over your own life. Begin to boldly declare and your identification. Don't go out of your house with your identity confused or conflicted. You got to know who you are in him. Amen. Number four, we get victory in Christ. Victory in Christ. So, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." Amen. You don't contend for it from it. You got to see yourself as the victor, not the victim. Amen. And lastly, we shared that we have freedom in Christ. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Right? Because when you walk in the flesh, there's always going to be people condemning you. Some have experienced it on social media. So you always make a comment. If you make a comment of any kind, some people are always going to say something. You know the movie stars experience that. You just see them. They just come out of the woodwork, just kind of latch onto you. Some people even call them trollers and, you know, people who are internet anger, just constantly just negative. You need not to identify with the face and the flesh, but identify with Christ and who you are in Christ. There's no condemnation to them you are in Christ Jesus. Your family might try to condemn you. People around you might try to condemn you or criticize you, but there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Condemnation is a disease of the spirit. It creates an affliction and an injury to your faith where you can't grip or grasp the promises of God. It's a disease of the spirit. So when you're in condemnation, you don't say, "I'm blessed in Christ," because you're looking at everything as a curse. Amen. I'm not worthy of the blessing. You don't say that I am healed according to the word of God, because by his stripes I'm healed, and in Christ I am healed. You don't say it because that alarm goes off and says, well, you didn't do everything perfect last week, so I don't want to receive my healing. You don't deserve to receive the blessings of God. The devil's very, very crafty, friends. For the law of the spirit of life, where in Christ Jesus has made me, well, free from the law of sin and death. That means sin, Satan, sickness, sorrow can't have dominion over you. So our Father God put in Christ everything he wanted you and me to be, and he put in Christ everything he wanted you and me to have. Amen. Let's read Philemon 6 in the Amplified, classic translation, because we need to each have a bold confession. Everybody say, where'd your confession go? Amen. If it's not being spoken, then you're losing by default. And bold confession means you open up your mouth and boldly say from a believing heart of faith. A believing heart of faith moves your mouth to speak what the Word of God says. Amen. I know many of us know it, but this is important to receive from God everything he has for you. Philemon 6, that I pray that the participation in and the sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours, our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory. Now listen to this quote from E.W. Kimmon. I think you have it there. The reason that the majority of Christians are weak, though they are earnest, yet they are weak, is because they've never dared to make a confession of who they are in Christ. When's the last time you made a confession of who you are in Christ? See, friends, we need a bold confession of who we are in Christ and what you have in him. Your bold confession of who you are and what you have, where you are in Christ, precedes you to possession of your inheritance of who you are and what you have in Christ. So because you have equal identity with Christ, you also have equal inheritance. So that means you are heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. But how you partake and appropriate that inheritance, right now, present tense, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How do you partake of it? How do you access it? How do you appropriate it? Well, you have to acknowledge it. You have to confess it. Because confession leads to what? Possession. There's three things to the speaking part of faith that we need to understand again. Just simple, basic faith 101, Romans 10, 9, 8 through 10, 8, 9, and 10. But what saith it? I'm reading out of King James, The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. What is it? That is the word of faith which we preach. Don't say the answer's way out there. It's close. It's right there. 1 inch below your nose. And the eighth verse gives us key to get it in your heart. You have to have it in your mouth. If it's not in your heart, the word of faith, then you can school yourself into faith by saying it. And then you get it in your heart. So some of us need to go back to faith school to get it to school ourselves in faith. In other words, keep saying it, and the faith will come. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. You got to say the word and hear the word to get it in your heart. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the what? Heart man believes. What do you do with your heart? Believe. And unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved, healed, delivered, set free, prosper. You call upon the Lord. Amen. You got a lot to do with your mouth. And that's what I'm talking about primarily to you today. Your mouth can get you in trouble or can lead you into triumph. You got to acknowledge every good thing. Don't just constantly acknowledge everything negative and everything that wasn't perfect or not right or critical about this person, critical about that person. You need to stop that. Slap that out of your mouth. Are you listening to me? Amen. Go back to putting the word of God in your mouth and get it in your heart. And with a heart full of faith, believing you release it out of your mouth. Amen. Are you listening to me? Let's go to one of our primary favorite scriptures here, Mark 11. Same thing. I'm reading out of King James, Mark 11, 22. I'm just kind of reviewing this again because we need to get back our mouth in line. Amen. Principles of the law of faith work the same. Verse 22, then Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, when you believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So we know faith works by praying. Faith works by saying it. But if you pray it, you still have to say it. Your mouth still has to be in line. Amen. And so, in other words, three times, you need to work on three times as much your speaking part than your believing part. Because you are a believer if you're Christ, in Christ. So you're quick to believe. But a lot of times the mouth gets out of line. You got to hook up your believer to your speaker. And he said, say to the mountain. So everybody should be walking into, transitioning into 2019, speaking to their mountain. You saying, this is who I am. This is where I am. This is what I have. I am in Christ. Thanks be to God who always calls me to triumph in Christ. That the communication of your faith, the sharing of your faith becomes what? Effective. How? By acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Come on, the bell should be going off. This, I need to be acknowledging more and consistently. Amen. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast. Everybody say hold fast. Hold fast to your profession. So King James says profession. Other translations say confession. But your profession is good because it tells you this is what your profession is. Like you might be a lawyer or a doctor, you know, administrative assistant, you know, banker, whatever the case, your job title is. But your real Christian occupation is a professional responsibility. You got to treat it like professional. Your words coming in your mouth is so professional. It's so important. Hold fast to it. Don't let it go. Amen. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession. There it is. Greek word is homologia or homologion, confession of our faith, confession of what you believe. Without what? Wavering. Without wavering. Don't change it. Don't stop it, for he is faithful, that promise. Hold fast. Everybody say hold fast. So with our mouth connected with and aligned with our believing heart or spirit, we command the subject. We confess about the situation. We cry aloud in faith to our Savior. Remember, the original intent and purpose of our words was not for communication. Some of us talk a lot to people, but we need to be talking two things about our Jesus. Words are not for communication, and that's where the devil likes to keep us, in the social arena only. But if he keeps you in the social, soulish arena, he'll whip you 100 times out of 100. Because you're moved by what you feel, not by what you believe. Because it's a social arena or soulless arena is toxic or emotionally negative, then you get negative. Your words are to release power. Amen. God showed us an example in the beginning. He didn't just start talking to everybody. He said, God said, let there be light. You ought to be saying who you are in Christ and who you are in the body of Christ. You are absolutely wealthy in Christ, and there are a wealth of good things that are yours because you are in Christ. Start tapping into it. Start accessing it. And so make your faith effective. Faith must have a bold confession to work properly. Faith must have a bold confession to work properly. In other words, again, Philemon 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus, in you in Christ Jesus. Now notice that Paul said the good thing, every good thing. There are good things for you in Christ. That means that there are several good things, but it will take you a little while to acknowledge them all. Amen. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, said your faith becomes more effective. You need to continually acknowledge who you are in Christ. This is not something you have acknowledged, but it's something you are acknowledging. In other words, it's in a continual process. Acknowledging is essential for your faith to work properly. Acknowledging or acknowledge means several things. To acknowledge means to recognize, to think about, to be conscious of, to daily declare who you are in Christ and what you have in him. This also means to walk and live in light of who you are in Christ. In other words, when you see yourself, you walk in the light. Oh, I see myself. And people have made this statement. They see themselves as prosperous. Get a revelation that in Christ I'm prosperous. And so they say, I'll never be broke another day of my life. I'll never be poor another day of my life. Now, most people can't say that because they say, oh, I've experienced so much lack and want and insufficiency and bad times. Well, you got to acknowledge, you got to see yourself in Christ as in him as all sufficient to supply every single need you have. Then you take the fear out of tithing. You take the fear and the scared to give. Because you think you're going to lose it when you're already rich in Jesus. Is everybody seeing this? All right, let's close with standing in your faith. Because many times people self-destruct. Oh, my goodness. We can meddle there, but I don't have time. Perhaps you have experienced self-destruction this year. You've had some seasons where, man, I just wanted to quit, throw in the towel. But I encourage you to stand in your faith in 2019. The devil's just not going to let open the door and say, hey, go in, walk in everything you have in Christ. Some of us, it's going to be a fight of faith. But I will encourage you and say it's a good fight. It's a good fight because you win and because he has already overcome. And you can overcome. Every battle, every test, every trial, every trouble that comes upon the landscape and scenery of your life, you can overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody just lift your hands and thank God that you can overcome because he has overcome. Don't be afraid to face the battle and the conflict. Don't be a scaredy cat next year. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I don't believe the devil can kill you anytime he wants to. If so, many of us will already be dead because he doesn't like us. And he would like to destroy us because that's his MO. Kill, steal, and destroy. I don't believe the devil can kill you at random. Some of you might have even thought this year, I just want to go away. Just, Lord, take me away. I pray everybody a lot, so I hear a lot, and I'm not calling any names, praise God. You might have thought, well, I'm just done with this, it's just too tough. No, the devil wants to make it look like it's too tough. See, actually, in 1 Peter 5:8, if we look at that, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. That's what he's doing. But he said he may devour. That means he cannot devour everyone. Look at verse 9, the next verse. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. Verse 9. It's knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. That means everybody's getting coming against by the enemy. He doesn't leave you alone. He doesn't take a day off. Another translation says it this way, stand rock-like, immovable in your faith. So stand in your faith in what God has done for you in Christ, in who you are and what you have in Christ. You resist the devil. Turn to somebody next to you and say, you got to resist the devil. Many times people don't need the devil to whip them because they whip themselves. They wake up mad and moody, and they never open their mouth and get out of that mood. Amen. Or get out of that anger. And then the whole house is on edge because you're mad and you're in a mood. You look a whole lot better in Christ than you do outside of Christ. Now, every day, think about it. Every day is a new day where? In Christ. But you had to be in Christ. Don't try to be. Don't just wear the Christian label. Come on now. We tell people we go to church and I'm a Christian, but you're not living in Christ. Because you're either in Christ or perhaps you're in crisis. And so you look a whole lot better in Christ. So you got to actively practice being in Christ. I want to make it real plain and simple for everybody here today. Amen. Praise God. So nobody's walking out of here with saying, well, that was a nice message. No, unless you practice the message, it won't do any good. Amen. Amen? Praise God. It's not the message you give, it's the message you live that makes a big difference. Praise God. So they're just self-defeated because they think about every bad thing in their lives, every bad thing in their past, and all the bad things in their present. They get depressed because there's so many bad things. And you know, how many play sports? Most everybody plays sports in there. Not everybody. That's only a few hands. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let me break it down to you. In tennis, I played tennis in high school. I did a little football too. Managed basketball and track. But in baseball, football, basketball, perhaps tennis, a good coach will always tell the player who missed a shot or a play, you don't have time to think about that last shot or play you miss. Why they tell you that? Because most coaches said the game's too short. Now, I played defensive back, and so if you got torched by a receiver, you can't be thinking about how that guy broke and crossed you up and you got separation on you and caught the ball over you. You can't think about that. You got to shake it off and get ready for the next play because the game's too short. Are you listening to me? So if you're going to keep thinking about the last shot and play you miss, you're going to get down on yourself. And that's what most people do. They miss it one time or slip one time, and they miss the tennis ball coming across, and they whiff or they knock it out of bounds, and they get down on themselves. You got to get focused again. Are you listening to me? See, this will affect the rest of your game and the whole team. Because when you get out of Christ, you create crisis for other people, particularly in your family context, because you get ugly outside of Christ. Things get miserable and messy outside of Christ. Are you listening to me? And see, that will affect the rest of the game, the whole team, and it will cause you to lose. So the coach will say, shake it off. So turn to someone next to you and say, shake it off. Shake off 2018. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forgetting means put out of mind, count over into oblivion, erase it. Don't even act on it anymore. That's the past. Is anybody here this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Philippians, last scripture, Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. So don't think we've arrived. There's a whole lot more to go in Christ for each of us individually, you as family units, married couples and children and family, and us as a church family. We haven't apprehended anything. Don't count ourselves. We've arrived. I've been around 5 years, 10 years. Oh, I read the Bible last year. No. There's more to go. There's more to advance in your faith. There's some more progress to make in your purposeful pursuit of being in Christ. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. In where? In Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I press. See, without a press, there's no prize. Now, pressing means you're going to have to intentionally and on purpose, listen to what I'm saying, get up in the morning, each morning, and say this after me. Say this. You have to get up in the morning and say this with me again. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I've been made right with God. I don't care if you got a headache, migraine, you got miserable stomach ache or whatever. You got to say it. You got to say it. You got to say it. Somebody say, glory to God. Everybody say, I have been made right with God in Christ Jesus. I am righteous. I am a new creation in him. It is so good to be in Christ. In him, I am strong. In him, I live and move and have my being. In him, I am blessed. In Christ, I have boldness and access before the presence of God. In him, I have redemption. In him, I am forgiven. Forgiveness is mine. In him, I have been delivered. Whatever is in him, in Christ, is in me because I am in him. Come on, stand to your feet and thank God. Come on, stand to your feet and thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Sikolo bohosikana. Langanamusi kele kana. Brugi kitani. Loona ni omosi kalabiha tana mi kotoso kanamanda. Nongre atasi globosi kalamri katokosa. Lenamose, lenamose. The mosi kala ani omosi kana. I see it. The struggles will disappear when you boldly say every day without fear who you are in him and who you are in Christ. For the struggles will melt and like wax and be dissolved in your life. And you'll live in the higher realm of the spirit without pain, without turmoil, and without strife. And you'll start to experience what it means in my word, the abundant life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Locoste na ni osto. All the answers, all the direction, and all of the provision that you need has been available and is accessible to you. So get up and step up and speak up and claim by acknowledging who you are everything that belongs to you in him. And you'll walk out in a way, in a measure, where the double and even the triple increase, success, and abundance will come because of who you are in him. I've not created you for failure. I've not created you for fear. I've created you to be in him and experience all the blessings and benefits. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Oh, all of them, all of them, all of them are in him, yes, and amen. And so be it, it will be when you open your mouth every day and boldly give forth a faith-believing decree. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.